It's a crisp fall night, and if you look in the window past the handful of glowing beer signs, you can see a crowd of green and gold-wearing Packer fans gathered in Dexter's Pub, a neighborhood bar on Madison's East Side. Beer flows from the taps, the grill sizzles with burgers, and the sound of Sunday night football fills the air. At any number of houses just down the street from Dexter's, there's a good chance that instead of watching Aaron Rodgers connect with Jordy Nelson for a touchdown, people could be watching this on TV.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about it now.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised. Really?
The second presidential debate went head-to-head with the Packers game on Sunday night. But for almost everyone inside Dexter's, deciding which matchup to watch is an easy call. Maggie Kane is a Madison resident and Packer fan.
Judging by the last debate and what I had heard went on, I'd rather keep all my brain cells.
For some people, though, sitting out the debate isn't just about preserving brain cells. Some aren't watching because they genuinely dislike both candidates. Janet Payne is one of those people.
It's bad against bad. I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, it's just, there's really no choices. I don't think either one of them should be in the race, to be honest.
Payne says she's never missed an election, but she thinks so little of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump that she may sit this one out.
I'm considering not voting because they're really, I wouldn't know who to vote for realistically. There's just nothing. I mean, I don't like either one of them. I don't like what they stand for. So.
Ben Perlman, who's sitting at the bar with a couple friends, feels the same way.
It's an embarrassment, to be honest. I feel like we have two really poor choices, and I'm kind of surprised that those are our choices this year.
According to the latest Marquette University survey, Payne and Perlman are not alone. The poll, released late last month, found 68% of Republicans would have liked their party to nominate someone other than Donald Trump, and 48% of Democrats would prefer Bernie Sanders as their nominee instead of Clinton. A few Dexter's customers, including David Rooney, say they'd be at home if another candidate was on stage.
Oh yeah, if it was Bernie Sanders, I'd be watching it.
But it's not Bernie Sanders for Democrats, even though he won Wisconsin's April primary. And for Republicans, it's not Wisconsin primary winner Ted Cruz. Janet Payne's son David, who's watching the game with his mom, says he feels a distinct lack of excitement this election cycle.
I'm not very enthusiastic at all, really. I don't know how Trump got to where he's at, and I mean, obviously Hillary with the name and the experience has been in politics a long time, so I mean, I don't know. I'm not enthused, that's for sure.
But David Payne says even if it were Bernie Sanders or Ted Cruz or another candidate he was more excited about, it wouldn't matter much tonight. He still wouldn't be watching the debate. How come?
Nope. It's Packer Sunday.
And that is an awful lot for politicians to compete with in Wisconsin, especially when they aren't voters' first choices to begin with. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.